it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison, thanks for your company. Today we speak to somebody who's no stranger to Blind Citizens Australia and indeed no stranger to this program. Barry Chapman has been a board member of Blind Citizens Australia for some years now, and he joins us to discuss his years on the board as well as other things. Barry, welcome to New Horizons.
Thanks a lot, Vaughan.
Now, you're no stranger to BCA and no stranger to this program, but why don't you start by telling us a bit about yourself?
Oh, well, I live in Sydney. I'm totally blind these days. I had a reasonably usable sight up until, say, mid to late teens. I've got RP, retinitis pigmentosa, but in my case, it was fairly early onset because a lot of people, it doesn't tend to affect them until they're maybe into their 20s or 30s. But it's fairly early onset for me, and I've also got a sister who is blind. So then I've got another sister who's got perfectly good sight. So I worked in the computer field for quite a number of years and retired getting on towards 10 years ago now. So yes, I'm getting up into the what might be thought of as the older age group now. I've been involved with BCA for quite a long time. Wasn't there right from the start, but would have been there. Would have joined BCA somewhere in the late 70s, I would think. And I've been on the board a couple of times, firstly back in the 80s, and then in this current term, which I've just finished, I joined in 2007, so we're just coming up towards 10 years constantly, continuously on this on the board.
And you've just resigned your position on this board, I understand. Do you want to give us some understanding as to the reasons?
Well, I wasn't. My current term would have ended in October at the AGM next year, and I wasn't, because I had been on, would have been on for more than 10 years then in the current term, I wasn't planning on standing for another three-year term. But with the discussions between BCA and Blind Citizens New South Wales in terms of whether we should merge or whether there's some other working arrangement between the two organisations which will benefit both organisations. The fact that I was on the BCA board and I'm also the treasurer of Blind Citizens New South Wales, for me to be involved in any of those discussions, have it being on both boards and committees, would have created a situation, either real or potential, of a conflict of interest, would have fairly seriously hindered what I was able to do. And I felt it was important for me, particularly as treasurer and particularly as financial management is going to play a significant part in any discussions between the two organisations, I figured I had to remove that potential for a conflict by resigning from the BCA board, so that it means I'm then, in a sense, uninhibited representing Blind Citizens New South Wales. Of course, I'm still very much committed to BCA, and obviously any solution that we come to is one that needs to work well for both organisations, but it just does free me up there a little bit in terms of being able to be part of the negotiations.
Mm. I'm interested to know, Barry, what you think some of the highlights for you are in your roughly 10 years as a board member on this occasion.
Well, there have been a number of issues. One of my direct things, I guess, has been in terms of New Horizons, putting it up on the website and sending a message out to the various lists each week. I've also chaired the Soundabout Committee for a number of years. And, transport has also been an issue for me. I've represented BCA and, in fact, still do on a accessible transport committee here in Sydney. I've certainly taken an interest in other things. Audio description, that's a big issue at the moment with some court cases coming up, and I've been involved in the hearings before the Human Rights Commission, which unfortunately didn't give us the results. Well, didn't really give us any results, which meant that that's why things have had to come now to the courts. But yes, those are the sorts of issues I've been interested in. BCA, well, I was also the treasurer of the Sydney branch of BCA. The Sydney branch recently has gone into recess because a lot of us in the BCA Sydney branch are also members of Blind Citizens New South Wales. And essentially we're doing, in some respects, similar things. A number of us thought it was better to devote our attentions directly at a local level to Blind Citizens New South Wales, while, of course, still being involved with BCA at a more general level nationally. But, yeah, it was felt better to devote our – and in fact, in recent years, Blind Citizens New South Wales and BCA with the Sydney branch have been holding joint functions. For the last few years, we've held joint Christmas functions and we've held other joint meetings. So it was just thought better to, rather than have those two different entities essentially doing similar things, it was better to concentrate on the one. And, of course, if things do come about with the merger or whatever other arrangement we come to between Blind Citizens New South Wales and BCA, then essentially it will be the one organisation.
Mm. And it's interesting, of course, the AGM is being held next Saturday. The Blind Citizens AGM is directly followed by the BCNSW AGM, I understand.
That is correct. And this year, again, the Christmas function is going to be a combined function for all Blind Citizens of New South Wales and BCA members.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to be there, but I'm sure it will go well. Now, Barry, over the last couple of years at least, you've held the portfolio on the board for communications. Do you want to go into some detail about that?
Yes, Vaughan. Yes, I have held that responsibility. All board members of BCA are given responsibility for certain portfolios, if you like, and communications has been one of mine, internal communications more specifically. And there are a number of ways that BCA does communicate with members. There is, as I mentioned earlier, Soundabout. There's New Horizons, of course, which you're very familiar with, Vaughan.
Yes, I have heard of it.
There's the email list, BCA-L, it's a discussion list, and sometimes some quite, enthusiastic discussion goes on there at times. We have Blind Citizens News, which is another publication. There are various publications for the with the women's branch. There's the website, of course. And one of the things that we are looking at the moment is some sort of access to information via the telephone. So I think they're the main things. I don't know that I've missed anything that I can think of.
And then, of course, there's the social media side of things with Twitter and Facebook and aspects such as that.
I did miss something. You're definitely right there. It's not something I've got involved in directly, being a bit of an older bloke, although I know some older people are into Twitter and Facebook and the rest of it. But, yes, that is an important medium for communicating with members.
Let's go into Soundabout a little bit. I know we've discussed it on this program before, when earlier in the year we spoke to Steve Richardson, who currently is the presenter and producer of Soundabout. Do you want to just tell us exactly what Soundabout is?
Soundabout's a quarterly audio magazine. It's an interview style, basically. And yes, we interview various people of interest within BCA and outside of BCA. The interviews run for each of them, say 5 to 10 minutes, and it's sent out on CD for people that want to receive it that way. It's also made available via the BCA website. And, Steve has been the national presenter. He indicated after the or just before the last issue went out that he wouldn't be continuing on as national presenter, although he'll still have an involvement. So we have a meeting coming up shortly, ready preparing for the February issue. So one of the issues we've got to deal with is finding out who is going to be the new national presenter for Soundabout.
Blind Citizens News is it's a printed publication, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It comes out in various formats, print or large print, Braille. It is made available on CD, like as a different from Soundabout in that it's just the material is actually read to CD, but for anyone that wants it that way. And it's also available on the BCA website and can be emailed to people if they want to receive it that way. So, yeah, the different mediums, depending on what best suits the particular individual.
Mm. I wonder if you can tell us a bit about where things are at in regard to the potential merger between Blind Citizens Australia and BCNSW, or is that still hush-hush at the moment?
Well, it's not so much hush-hush in that we've had a couple of forums of BCNSW members in both here in Sydney and in Canberra, because the BCN, although it's called BCNSW, it does actually cover New South Wales and the ACT. So we have had meetings, well, with both BCA and BCNSW just to consider what we think are the main issues. We're just about to get into more depthy discussions, I guess, between the representatives of the board of BCA and BCNSW, which is why this was timely for me to resign now from the BCA board, because, as I say, these discussions are just about to start now.
Mm. Well, that sounds really good, and I hope it goes forward, because we talked some time ago about the forum that was held to discuss the merger, and it looks like people are in favour of it, so let's hope things go smoothly.
Yes, there is support for it. I guess a lot of the what comes down to anything, the devil is in the detail, as they say, and it depends what proposal we come up with. Yes, but generally speaking, there is pretty broad support for the two organisations getting together.
Mm. Barry, thanks very much for joining us on New Horizons. Best of luck with the future.
Thanks a lot, Vaughan.
Barry Chapman, until recently a board member of Blind Citizens Australia. Blind Citizens Australia is the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians and heavily relies on donations from the community. If you'd like to donate to BCA, you can get in touch via the website or contact the office and they'll be sure to assist you with how you can go about that. If you'd like to provide feedback on Blind Citizens Australia, its services, policies, or anything else, get in touch with the office on bca@bca.org.au. That's bca@bca.org.au or 1-800-033-660. 1-800-033-660. Just before I go, a reminder that this weekend, on Saturday afternoon, in fact, as Barry and I mentioned previously, the AGM for Blind Citizens Australia will be held. It will be streamed online, so you can listen to that. Just go to the BCA website for more information. As part of that meeting, the elections for the National Policy Council will be announced. So if you've nominated for that council, good luck to you. And otherwise, listen to find out who your local state representative will be. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company once again on New Horizons. Until next week, take care.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.